Hello, I'm Adam Smith. I'm a program manager in the office of the NIHR National Director for Dementia Research. And today I'm going to start spring, albeit a rather chilly spring, with a new series of recordings, which I'm going to try and do every couple of weeks to give you an update on where we're at with an initiative that we call ERICA. So ERICA stands for Embedding Research in Care. And essentially, this is an initiative that our office is leading to try and deliver on the 2020 Dementia Challenge objectives for Joint Dementia Research. And those are specifically that NHS staff are able to talk to people about dementia research and signpost them to participate through Joint Dementia Research. That all newly diagnosed people with dementia and their carers are told about dementia research and how Joint Dementia Research can help. And that by December 2020, 25% of people with a dementia diagnosis are registered on Joint Dementia Research. And what that means in real terms is, according to today's statistics, about 115,000 people. Joint Dementia Research has been running for nearly 3 years today. 3 years today. And it currently has just short of 5,000 people with dementia registered. So as you can see, that is a big challenge. However, one that I'm fairly sure we and our partners in the NHS and in the charities with Alzheimer's Society, Alzheimer's Research UK, are particularly ready to rise to. So how we're approaching this is we have a number of central national initiatives, an example of which is throughout February, Rowland's pharmacy chain, who has about a 14% share of the pharmacy market, have got over 500 branches across England, Wales and Scotland. And every one of those has been talking to their customers about Joint Dementia Research as part of the Healthy Living Pharmacy programme. And that includes the staff have been wearing T-shirts and badges, and they've had display boards in the pharmacies, they've had our application forms, and they've been making sure to talk to particularly people with dementia, but the wider public as well, about research and how they can get involved. So that's been a fantastic initiative. We're hoping to report back at the end of April on how successful that's been and use that gathered information to decide if it's worth our trying to talk to other pharmacy chains or more community pharmacies who aren't part of a chain. So that's one example of a national initiative. Other things we're doing are this summer we're producing a tool, a new tool, an awareness tool for NHS staff to give them the information they need on Joint Dementia Research and how they can support this program and how they can access things like leaflets and materials and really upskill staff so that they feel comfortable talking about research. However, on a day-to-day basis throughout this year, what we do have are three regions and about 10 organizations that are acting as trailblazers and exemplars who are going to be trying out and properly evaluating all the different ways that we think we can talk to patients about research, all the different places where that conversation might happen, and also as well the different times in the care pathway then that might happen, right through from in primary care, in GP surgeries, through to secondary care and memory clinics and neurology clinics, and then aftercare at care plan review meetings and in pharmacy and in dementia cafes and other places. So it's going to be an exciting year as we try out all these different ways that we've been talking about for so many years, and we already have a lot of evidence because these are places where we've been talking about research before, but what we haven't always done is put some real evaluation about this to understand where's the best place to spend our time to make sure, and also as well importantly where people feel comfortable having that conversation and at what time to have it. So that's going to be an exciting year. I'll come back to you in March with some updates about exactly where that is going to happen and the organizations that will be involved, but I hope this little introduction to the ERICA project was interesting. By all means, you can email me at adam.smith@nihr.ac.uk if you want more information or if you'd like to be involved, or you can follow me on Twitter at Better Research. Thank you very much for listening. One final thing before I go. We're also going to be sharing statistics from these pilots and exemplars and our projects on our website at nhs.joindementiaresearch.nihr.ac.uk.